Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Did I just see a breaking news story somewhere, Donnie, regarding Steelers-Ravens? I'm getting very confused here. Yes, Deshaun Elliott is out. Can you get the AQ Shipley sound for our next segment, Limits? This guy had quite the take, and a lot of people I see on social media are talking about it.
I will try my best, yes.
Donnie?
It's a long podcast to sort through.
Oh, you can't get right to it. Okay.
I'll do my best.
You always do, and for that we love you dearly.
I feel his pain because sometimes those are hard to find.
Yeah, I do too. I know. All right, let's get to a quiz show. What better way to get us ready for Steelers-Ravens than a little deep dive into some rivalry trivia? First, tell us the score. Am I beating Donnie, what, 4-3 or 5-2?
That's correct. 4-3 is
Donnie,
the score.
You can tie me up.
Donnie won last week.
Last week was a biggie.
Yeah, I remember it now. It was a nightmare. So he's going to ask us, what, 6 questions, and the 7th is the big question,
That's correct,
right?
Yep. It always comes down to the last question.
Who goes first?
Joe, with the lead, you will go first.
Thank you, Donnie. I mean, Malsy. I mean, whoever you are. Go.
Joe, the Ravens used to be the Cleveland Browns, but they moved from Cleveland to Baltimore for the 1996 season.
Yeah.
Who was the first player that the Ravens have ever drafted, that being in the 1996 season?
1996. Michael Boulware.
No.
You like that
what?
One.
Hold on, what?
I mean, I know the name.
I don't
name.
Know. Michael Boulware is a really good linebacker. I'm freaking out here. I don't know who they drafted.
I thought this was easy.
I was going to say Ray Lewis.
Ray Lewis is incorrect.
What?
They had 2 first-round picks that year. Ray Lewis was the second.
Okay.
Do we get clues here to keep the game moving?
Well, I think I know who it is if you want to know.
Yeah, I think
guess.
Donnie knows.
So, in other words, I don't get a clue because you think you know who it is. Now Donnie's cheating me. By the way, those Oreo chocolate chip cookies that your girlfriend made are...
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Did she just invent those, or were they a thing before this?
I forget where she got the idea, or maybe she just...
You can't see the Oreo that's buried in the chocolate chip cookie until you eat it.
Yeah. That's great.
Very good.
She got to get that patented if she invented it. Ravens 96, and I'm not getting a clue.
So I'll give you a clue.
Can I get a clue, Donnie?
That's fine.
The 4th overall draft pick.
Okay. Boy, if it had been the 5th, I never would have got it. The 4th overall draft pick. Who was an old Raven who was really good? Somebody help me. Do I get a helpline?
This guy was very good.
Do I get a helpline?
What would your helpline like to be?
I know
be?
Who it was.
5.
Jamal Lewis.
4. No. Donnie?
Jonathan Ogden.
That's correct.
They drafted 2 Hall of Famers in that first round. That's pretty good. That's pretty good work.
I'm ashamed right now, but I'm going to work out of my shame and make this better.
Yeah. The moment he said it wasn't Lewis, I couldn't remember. He said they had 2 first round picks. I couldn't remember if that was the draft. And then that moment I knew.
You did well. I feel your momentum is building here. Albert Breer says, by the way, the Steelers are optimistic George Pickens will play on Christmas. How about that?
Oh. Very good.
What do you make of that, Donald?
Well, they may need it, depending on how this game...
In some ways, honestly, that might be the bigger game, because they can still clinch by winning their last 2.
Correct. Yeah. So, I mean, if they lose tomorrow, you're going to want to have that guy back, because Mahomes is playing.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Limits. I interrupted you.
Next question to you, Donnie. The Steelers beat the Ravens 18-16 earlier this year, and they sacked Lamar Jackson twice. T.J. Watt had one of the sacks. Who had the other?
Boy, is that a good question, isn't it, Donnie?
Nick Herbig?
Nick Herbig is incorrect.
Who had the other sack? It wasn't Deshaun Elliott. Who had the other sack? Cam.
Incorrect.
I hate you. I'm sorry. I always say that.
Yeah, why do you say that? Why is that the first thing that you come to?
I don't know.
That you hate me.
That's a strong word. It's out of embarrassment.
Did your parents ever say that that's a strong word to you? Hate is a very strong word. Family members, friends, coworkers.
I'm sorry.
Spouses, therapists.
I can't help it. It just spurts out of my mouth because I'm angry and ashamed.
Yeah, but you're angry and ashamed at yourself and not me.
Kind of.
It's me here because we just went one.
Yeah. Yes, Donnie, next one to you.
Ogunjobi.
Incorrect.
Elandon Roberts.
No. Would you like your clue?
Not with him going first.
That's true. Well, I'll give you a clue.
I mean, we can just run down the defenders. Well, we don't need a clue. Go ahead.
Preston Smith.
No.
That was a good one.
That was a good guess.
Minka.
No. That was the reason why I picked this question.
Silly me. I thought Minka had a big play.
Was it Peyton Wilson?
It's somebody you would not expect.
He said Peyton
it
Wilson.
It was not Peyton Wilson.
Wait. Wait a second.
Come on, Joe. You know it.
Wait a second. Keanu Benton.
No. I've been decently high on this guy. Decently. But I don't talk about him much. I mean, so I don't know how much that could give it away. I'll give you a clue.
Go ahead.
What defensive line?
Dean Lowry.
Thanks for the clue, since we already did every other...
Dean Lowry was the answer.
He throws in a clue. We've already done every defensive lineman. There's one guy left.
Did we say Loudermilk?
No, you didn't say Loudermilk. You didn't say Mo Adams.
So then we're down to two. You're up 2-0. All right, Donnie. I mean, limits.
I can still blow this easily.
Very possible.
You may clinch it before we get to the final question.
No, it all comes down to the final question.
Not if he gets four in a row.
All right, Joe, this question to you.
Mm-hmm.
Which Steelers receiver caught two of Ben Roethlisberger's six touchdown passes in the Steelers' 43-23 victory over the Ravens in Week 9 of the 2014 regular season?
Hines.
That is incorrect.
Martavis Bryant.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. Did you know that or guess
I
that?
I did know that. When I was thinking through the touchdowns in that game, and I was felt pretty good about him having two.
How many questions in regulation here?
Six, and then the big question. And I have a feeling Joe's not going to like the big question.
How much is the big question worth?
The big question's worth 3 points.
So he's already up 3-0. If he's winning by four, then the big question is useless.
No. If you are able to get the next couple of questions,
right,
and then you get the big question.
If he's leading by four or more going into the big question, it's
going
pointless.
Into the big question that it will be pointless.
All right, I need to win one then. Go ahead.
All right, Joe, I'll throw this one at you.
No, it's his turn.
It is your turn, Donnie? Your turn. What Steeler receiver, Donnie, caught a 90-yard touchdown pass to help the Steelers win the final AFC Central Division title over the Ravens in 2001?
Bobby Shaw.
What?
Cordell Stewart.
That's
to Bobby
correct.
Shaw, one of the best throws of Cordell's career.
Donnie, I cannot believe you got that. Like, just sincerely, I did not think you would get that. I thought Joe would know that, and you would not.
I do not like the look on Joe's face.
Joe, I tried to give you that question.
You tried to give me that question?
Yes, I didn't think Donnie knew that.
All right, it's 4-0. Go ahead. Now I need one.
All right, Joe. Joe Flacco was intercepted 3 times in the 2008 AFC Championship game. We know about Troy Polamalu's. Can you name any of the other two defenders who picked off a pass in that game?
Either of the other two defenders. Deshae Townsend.
Correct. Deshae Townsend.
I'm back on the board, Donnie!
Tyrone Carter.
I knew Townsend. I can never remember the third one.
I'll tell you what, Tyrone Carter had a big fumble recovery for a touchdown, I think, in Denver the night Ryan Clark couldn't play. And I'm trying to prove myself because I feel inadequate and I'm losing.
Should we just go to the final question, or should we give Donnie a chance?
That was a Mulsey move right there to add in something that has nothing to do with this game just to give me a little boost.
Well, what? We have two more.
There are one more question until the big question.
I need to get this question or you clinch for the first time ever going in. Right?
Yes.
What's he up, 4-1?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Donnie, which former Steelers player...
Aren't I going first here?
No, because this is question number six.
This is question number six.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Donnie, what former Steelers player also played for the Baltimore Ravens? This is a star offensive player when the Steelers won Super Bowl 40 during the 2005 season.
Wait, so he was with the Ravens?
He was with the Ravens. He's a former Steeler, and he was with the Ravens in 2005, the year that the Steelers won the Super Bowl.
He had played for the Ravens but was with the Steelers when they won the Super Bowl?
No, he is a former Steeler that was playing for Baltimore the year the Steelers won the Super Bowl.
So 2005,
in 2005, this guy was on the Ravens, but he had formally played for the Steelers.
My God, this is the most convoluted question I've ever gotten.
Is that Cordell?
Cordell Stewart is correct.
He punted. I remember a Cordell Stewart punt.
2004, 2005. Donnie, right, I cannot believe you dominated.
Do the last question for pride.
25 players in the Steelers-Ravens rivalry have combined to make the Pro Bowl since 2020. Ooh. How many of the 25 can you name?
25 have combined to make the Pro Bowl since when?
2020.
2020.
Since 2020?
Yes.
I can name 15 of them.
I'll let you name 15.
Let's go, Limits. You ready?
Let's do it.
Since when?
2020.
Okay. Oh, my God. I'm drawing blanks because I'm pissed off right now that I already lost the game. Roquan Smith.
One.
Minka.
Two.
TJ.
Three.
Cam.
Four.
Lamar.
Five.
The guy, the tight end, Mark Andrews.
Six.
I quit. No, I don't quit yet. I don't quit yet. I'm so mad at you right now, Limits.
Why are you mad at me?
I don't know.
Why are you mad at me?
Because you're
don't
the convenient
hate the
lightning rod.
Hate the game.
You're the convenient lightning rod right now. Kyle Hamilton.
Eight.
Marlon Humphrey.
Nine.
Kyle Van Noy.
That is where you go wrong. No Kyle Van Noy.
All right.
I don't like the look on Joe's face.
The series is now tied, and I'm fearful for myself. I was kind of built for that one there.
I was kind of built for that
That's
one
That's the
there.
Most dominant performance I've ever seen from Donnie.
I mean, I got to nine, Donnie.
No. I don't mean that question.
You mean the whole thing.
Yeah. I mean, Bobby Shaw.
Bobby Shaw, on the first try, I didn't think Donnie would get that. Cordell Stewart is the backup quarterback in 05.
I was up 4-1 in this series.
Dean Lowry?
Read the rest of them, the Pro Bowlers.
So, T.J. Watt, Marquise Pouncey, Cam Hayward, Minka Fitzpatrick, David DeCastro, Najee Harris.
Wait, you said since 2020.
David DeCastro in 2020, yes.
Yeah, so he and Pouncey would have got it that year.
Oh, my God.
Miles Killebrew, Lamar Jackson, Justin Tucker, Morgan Cox, the old center, Marlon Humphrey, Patrick Ricard, the fullback, Orlando Brown, Matt Judon, Calais Campbell, Mark Andrews, Devin Duvernay on special teams, Tyler Huntley, the backup quarterback.
Oh, I forgot. He was a famous Pro Bowler.
Roquan Smith, Kyle Hamilton, Kevin Zeitler, our friend Patrick Queen, Matt Abike, and Tyler Linderbaum.
That was a good question. I commend you for finishing on that. I'm sorry that I insulted you. It was out of my own.
It was actually 24. I put David DeCastro twice, but
The question's thrown out then. It was my own lack of self-esteem that caused me to erupt on Limits, and you did well there, Donnie.
Steelers have to do it tomorrow. They got to get up a little bit early. They have to make sure that cage is a little bit rattled.
Well, let's talk about our crystal ball here. How do you think this game goes? You said, from the sounds of it, you think it's going to be a low-scoring Steeler win in which Lamar still doesn't get the answers to the quiz correct.
I think it's going to be low-scoring. I think the Ravens are going to win the game. I think it's going to be one of those situations. I think we had a caller suggest something like that where Lamar still doesn't look right, but the Ravens do find a way to get it done.
Yeah.
And it is still like a, you know, kind of like the same score as that first game, like a 19-17, 19-16, 20-16.
So Steelers cover but lose.
Yeah. I think that Lamar will look human, but the Steelers just won't be able to do enough. Like they will need a defensive touchdown, I think, to win the game. I think they need a defensive or special teams touchdown to do it.
All right. I'm more along the lines of Nick Kostos. And again, believe me when I say that there are voices yelling at me to shut up and don't pick the Ravens, to go with common sense here, that Lamar's going to see ghosts again. Why is this going to change? Well, why? I don't know if TJ Watt's going to be compromised. Is he going to be 100%? Is he going to be himself? I've seen him play hurt, and it didn't go well a couple of years ago. You remember that when he came back from the injury? I remember a game in Green Bay when he was chasing Aaron Rodgers that didn't go well. Deshaun Elliott, not in. Ogunjobi, even though he's not having a great year, not in. Their secondary's been exposed in some ways. And I think Lamar at home with a real crowd behind him, the only other time he played at home against the Steelers was a partial, you know, tiny little crowd during COVID. I do think that he gets the best of them and looks like Lamar Jackson in this game. And I'm going to go 26-14. I think it'll be very competitive for a long time. But I'm picking the Ravens with Lamar actually playing like he does against the rest of the league. 26-14. Wonder Twin?
Not so fast, everyone. The Steelers have this inept ability against Lamar Jackson and the Ravens, no matter who suits up at quarterback.
What kind of ability? Inept?
Yeah. Did I use that word improperly?
Yeah, that would mean not having the ability at all, but please
I'm
continue.
Sorry. This extreme, incredible ability. Thank you for the grammar lesson. To be able to take care of the Baltimore Ravens, and whether it's Kenny Pickett completing a touchdown to Najee Harris in the most acrobatic way possible under the lights, or the Steelers beating up on Baltimore any way possible, they find ways to win. Mike Tomlin has Lamar Jackson's number, has John Harbaugh's number, mm-hmm. and has the Baltimore Ravens logo's number. It's a field goal game. The Steelers will win 2017.
Man, they sure do have the advantage at kicker. And if that guy chokes again and Boz comes in and kicks four field goals plus a touchdown, then you're up to 19 points. And if you're still torturing Lamar, that might be enough. I'd like to see Russ cook a little bit in this game. The Ravens, even when they were horrible on offense this year, were stopping the run. You got to still try to make plays. And I think Pat Freiermuth is a big key in this game. Get this guy the ball, Donnie.
Here is something that I've wondered, too, since that game ended in Philly. Even though they were mostly getting dominated by all of the statistical categories, and they were in that game in the second half before the Najee Harris fumble. That was they had that nice-looking drive in the first half. They finish it with a touchdown. Freiermuth makes a great play. They had a drive going in the second half, down by just seven.
Yeah.
A chance to tie that game up. They were clipping off runs at 4, 5, 6 yards. They were mixing in the pass game. Like, that was their second best looking drive by far. I mean, they didn't have many, you know, to say that about. And then you get the Najee Harris fumble and it was game over. So I've been curious for, you know, about a week now, how would that game have changed if the Steelers finished that drive, get into the end zone? How does it look different? Does Philly dominate the way that they ended up doing in the end? They held the ball for the last 11 minutes of the game. I don't know if that happens.
One never knows about that. It's a good point. I mean, some way they're going to have to get the pass game cranked up here. Guys are not getting open, receivers. Brady said it in the last game. They're not getting open. I don't think they were open in the first Ravens game. Guys like Van Jefferson, Skowronek, Scotty Miller, even Mike Williams, they're just not open. So plan B is to throw to guys who can make 50-50 catches. Give Mike Williams a couple more chances to make those. There's a risk there. Take the risk. If you're going to go into this game with let's just not turn it over and have the Ravens screw it up at the end, I guess in some ways I don't blame you because that's worked a lot. I don't think it's going to work this time. I don't think you can go in saying, you know, any drive that ends in a punt isn't so bad. We just can't have a turnover. I think you're going to have to let Russell throw some 50-50 passes. If that's Mount Washington, if it's Mike Williams, especially if it's Freiermuth, I kind of like their chances on some of those. I thought the touchdown pass to Freiermuth in that game was instructive. It wasn't even a good throw. It should have been picked or could have been picked. And Freiermuth, because he's really good, made a great play. So give him five more chances, 15, 20, 25 yards down the field to make those plays. This dude, I think, has, 47 catches, Donnie? I think on 56 targets.
Yeah, he's been great by that metric.
Every ball you throw to him, he catches. I know he did have one drop last week. Everybody does once in a while. And here's a number that you and I didn't use in the numbers game that we should have. And I'm very angry at us. This is courtesy of Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette. The number's 3. Pat Freiermuth's streak of 3 straight games with a receiving touchdown is the second longest by a Steelers tight end in franchise history. The record is 4. Heath Miller in 05 and Eric Green in 91. Freiermuth can tie a franchise record if he catches a touchdown pass in this game. I say give him opportunities to do so. Get that guy the ball the way Ben used to give Freiermuth those 50-50s. Remember?
Yeah, they absolutely should. I could even see if they get the opportunity, maybe he gets more than one touchdown in this game. Now, that's maybe a little bit of found money there. I don't want to get ahead of myself. That drop last week, too, you brought it up. That shouldn't even have been a drop. If you remember how that play went, that was very Jesse James-like, where he took like 3 steps, fell to the ground, and then the ball came loose. It was very odd.
Now, to be fair, he also fumbled the pass right before that. Remember?
Yes.
He caught it, fumbled, and luckily any fumble recovery is kind of lucky because you don't know how it's going to bounce.
Yeah, but just when it comes to his drops this year, there haven't been many. Like you said, targeted 56 times, 47 receptions. That's a pretty good percentage. I mean, he's turning in a good year. Like, people were critical of that contract and the Cam Hayward contract. You can't complain a ton, really at all, about either guy. Hayward looks like he's back to his all-pro status, and Freiermuth is going to have 500-plus yards and probably around 10 touchdowns
by
season's end.
Look at his second year in the league. Let me read you some targets, okay? 8 against the Raiders, 12 against the Bengals. You know why? 10 against Cincinnati, 9 against the Jets, 7 against New England. You know why? Because Ben saw a guy who could make plays. That's why they drafted him. It was a luxury pick. Use it. Make use of him, please. Get the even down the field, you know?
And this year he has often done good things with the football. It's not like he's going out there and creating negative plays when he gets the football in his hand.
Man, I agree with you. You know, and it's not just 5-yard passes either. Turn him into a receiving weapon. The other thing I think they could do more is have both of your running backs in the backfield and get creative. Get creative where you're giving those guys passes in space, especially Jalen, where he can make things happen. But even Najee can be a weapon down the field a little bit, the way Le'Veon used to be. Think of the pass Najee caught to beat the Ravens in Baltimore a couple years ago from Kenny. Like, if none of your actual receivers are getting open, then flood out with Najee and Jalen. Have one of them in there to help with protection. Have another guy running some patterns. I think Najee's actually capable of that. Believe it or not.
Yeah, he should be that guy too, because I feel Warren, even though he's a good receiver, he's very good when it comes to pass pro. I know sometimes like the PFFs of the world claim that he isn't, but I mean, all you got to do is watch the games.
I think this is a big game for Arthur Smith. And if the Steelers can get to 20, now I picked the Ravens to score 26, I know, but that's a one score game. I think if the Steelers get to 20, they'll have a chance. If they add one more score, I think they'll win. If they get to 27, they'll win. 20 a chance. I don't think they're going to even get there, though. I don't. Artie has not inspired me.
Do you know the last time in this series that one of the two teams got to 20 points?
No, I don't.
It was Ben's last year in 2021.
In the rain in Baltimore?
No.
The home game?
The home game. The Steelers won 20-19, and they scored 17 in the fourth quarter.
Wow.
Like, they just don't get out of the teens.
Yeah.
I think that's the thing that...
Well, that's why 20 might win.
Yeah, that's the thing that makes me feel like, okay, if Watt can be at least close to 100%, you drag this team down like you always seem to do. You get in that rock fight like Mike Tomlin specializes in, and you give yourself a shot that way. You're not going to get into a shootout in this case and win.
Oh, yes. What a football weekend we have. This is going to be incorrigible. The 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township. Celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. And What's Cooking brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. Update us on our records from last week and our season records limits. I think I'm doing well all of a sudden.
Well, Joe, you gained a game on us. You went 4-2 last week. Donnie and I went 3-3. So overall, Donnie's 33-37. Joe, you're catching up close to 500 at 35-37. I'm two games over 500 at 37-35. We'll do the college football playoff, and then we'll go to a couple NFL games. First, Donnie, Indiana.
Hold on. Yes. The difference between all of us is we were stupid enough. I was stupid enough to make that freaking Mike Tyson Paul fight a 3-point
That's
game.
That's the difference.
A 3-point game, and I'm losing to him by two because of Tyson. Because
I picked Jake Paul, unfortunately. I didn't want it, but that was what happened.
I should sue Tyson over that, Donnie. Oh, my God, it's 1:45. We have to hurry. Go.
Yes, Indiana at Notre Dame, Donnie. The Irish are 6.5-point favorites.
Unfortunately, I would love to pick Indiana. I'm going to go Notre Dame here.
Notre Dame, Indiana's a fraud. Limits?
Clemson at Texas. It's a 12-point spread for Texas.
I will take Texas to win the game big.
Clemson's a fraud. Texas.
Texas as well. Tennessee at Ohio State, 7.5-point Buckeyes.
I'm going to take Tennessee to cover. I think they can win the game.
So do I. I think there's some demoralization that has set in at Ohio State. I really do. And I think
Ryan
the pressure
Day's
on
final
him,
hour.
It could be, is immense. I'm taking Tennessee to win outright. How do you like that?
We haven't disagreed yet. I have Tennessee to at least cover. Joe?
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. 0% financing on all 2024 Chevy EV models up to 60 months through January 3rd with credit through GM Financial. High of 38 today with scattered snow. I wanted to wish Donnie a Merry Christmas. I have to leave in about 3 minutes. I'm catching an Uber to go get my car, which is being repaired. And also, Limits, I'll see you Monday.
Yes, Joe, and I have a gift for you I'll give to you on Monday.
Thank you. I have one for you, although it's re-gifted, so I got it for free.
Thank you. SMU at Penn State, Donnie. Nittany Lions are 8.5-point favorites.
I will take SMU to cover that 8.5 because I'm taking the Stangs to win the friggin' football game.
I'm not surprised.
Not me. Although, team speed is not exactly a weakness for SMU, but I think Penn State pounds them by double digits.
I don't know about pounds, but I think it's a 10-point game and Penn State will win it. Next up, Browns at Bengals, two NFL games in the division on the slate.
Bengals have a chance to still make the playoffs.
Wait, what's the point spread?
I think it's 9 points for Cincinnati. It's a big spread.
The Browns are into tank mode. They have DTR starting. The Bengals, even though Burrow has struggled against them, I think they're going to win big.
See, there aren't many games that the Browns get up for. This might be one, and I ain't picking the Bengals to beat anybody by that many points. Browns cover.
Yeah, I don't think that the Browns are going to cover. I have Cincinnati in a blowout. All right, guys, here we go. Steelers, Ravens, Baltimore favored by 6.5.
I think the Steelers lose, but it's a close game. I don't think Lamar completely comes out of his Steelers shell. I said Ravens 20-16. That's where I'm at. Steelers cover that, 6.5 points.
I think Lamar does emerge from the shell and has this one game where he is indeed Lamar. Would I pick them again a few weeks later? Maybe. Would I pick them again a few weeks later if he stinks in this game? Absolutely not. To me, it's now or never. You can't beat this version of the Steelers if you're the Ravens at large, but Lamar in particular, then when? I think it's going to happen. I'm picking the Ravens to cover.
Not me. I think the Steelers will continue the dominance over Baltimore. The hat and t-shirt game meaning for Mike Tomlin and the players, that's real. I mean, you could tell just the way they spoke to the media this week. They want this game. I wish Pickens and Elliott were playing, but I feel much more confident about this one, despite them, than I did about Philadelphia. Steelers go into Baltimore and stun the Ravens.
Anything else? Any other games?
I think that's it.
I had no others, yes, just so that we could get it in on time.
Thank you, Limits. Donnie, I think that was our best Donnie Football Friday ever. I mean, that was great stuff.
Strong all the way through.
Yeah.
A strong finish.
We played four quarters, didn't we?
Yeah,
and we learned.
Did.
We had a game earlier this season on Donnie Football Friday where we played a great three quarters and we blew it in the fourth quarter, mostly because of me. I was disorganized that day, I felt. Remember we had the team meeting after that? Remember, Limits? We went to the conference
room. Oh, I remember.
We had a team meeting after that, Donnie. And it was like the Penguins' turnaround since then. After that, I think we're playing better. And today, we finally put four quarters together.
Today we displayed the 60-minute men like the 95 Steelers.
I'm damn proud of us. Have a good Christmas.
Me too. You too, Joe.
See you, Limits.
Merry Christmas. See you on Monday.